Our praise is God's home office in a foreign country, a sanctuary, and a refuge for the rescue operations of the world. Now, that's a reason to sing. Today on Homecoming Radio.
Hi, hey, hello, and welcome to Woo! Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul, and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel. To our friends around the world, thanks for stopping by what is sure to be an out-of-sight musical adventure. I'm Daniel Britt, here with a great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Kevin Williams.
Hey, Kevin.
Thank you very much.
Buddy Green.
Oh, here.
Gordon Moat.
How you doing, Daniel?
Our soft feminine side, Tori Taps.
That would be me.
And Bill Gaither himself.
And all of my guests today are even more than excellent. Karen Pack, Gordon Moat.
Thank you.
Yeah. Head toward the top. Get the whole homecoming gang together. Bill, start us off here.
Oh, no better way to start it than with the old homecoming gang gathering around the piano. Better than gathering around the phones.
Yeah.
By and by, when the morning comes. Brother Jack Tony leading the group, and whoever was doing the bombing on the end with the basses could be one of 25.
That's right.
Yes, the mystery
held on to it.
Bill, Todd, David, Wes, and Adam.
The vocal band.
Working on a building. Yes, it's a true foundation. Child, I'm holding up the blood. I'm holding up the bloodstain banner for my Lord. Got up in heaven, Lord, I'm working tight. I'm working on the Lord. I'm working on the building. Gonna run on to heaven. Oh, Lord, I get my reward. Well, sometimes I'm
frozen.
You know I'm working on the
Lord as a true foundation.
Oh, just holding up the blood banner for my Lord. Well, child, I'll never get tired. I'm working on the Lord.
I'm working on the Lord.
Just going up to heaven.
Oh, Lord, I'm getting my reward. My reward.
Sometimes I'm crying.
but I'm working on a building.
It's a true foundation.
I'm holding up the bloodstain. Banner from a
long.
Well, I never get tired.
We're working on a building. I'm working on a building.
It's going up to heaven.
Oh Lord,
get my reward.
Foundation.
I'm holding up the bloodstain.
The bloodstain banner for my Lord.
Well, I never get tired
of
working on a building.
I'm working on a building.
I'm going up to heaven. Going up to heaven to get my reward.
Band right here on Homecoming Radio, where we have reached the part of the show.
Oh, I know what that is.
We call it educational. We call it entertaining. How about both? It is the word of the day.
Wow.
And today's doozy of a word.
Wow.
So get ready. Listen fast.
Well,
himmy,
sure.
Dimmy, simmy, quaver.
What about that?
Himmy, dimmy, simmy, quaver.
Oh. That's what you were saying.
Would anybody like, would you like a guy? I got it. Himmy, dimmy, simmy, quaver. Well, let me set the stage for it. The year was 1942. The city was Peoria, West Virginia. Thank you. Only a few, but it's worth it. A beautiful trio of singing sisters hit the musical scene, the sensational Quaver sisters, Himmy Dimmy and Simmy Quaver. They sang a unique blend of lead, alto, and monotone that thrilled audiences around the globe. And they had a string of hits. Harold, you'll remember this. They had hits like Don't Sit Under the Pear Tree. They had the Root Beer Barrel Polka and the Boogie Woogie Bible Boy.
Oh, man.
They were popular, and in 1955, they won the coveted Wurlitzer Prize. Is that right? Did they get that right?
No, I don't. That very well may be true, but it also means a 64th note, as in a 32nd note played twice as fast, makes a, let's all say it together,
Himmy, dimmy, simmy, quaver.
Sugar wafer.
M-O-U-S-E, yeah. What about that, Bill? Never know what you're going to learn on Homecoming Radio.
That's pretty awesome. But here's Gordon Mote.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. Sing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But
amazing that we'll be.
Here's something to think about. Good things come to those who hustle while they wait.
You can tell my kids that.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, leave us a note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Hey, everybody. We are The Sound and you're listening to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
When I feel I'm failing, when I think I should quit, I'm always reminded who He always is. But other days, there's other ways that I think about God, and I start to list the things He's never not.
with the Neelands. Hey, Daniel, what time is it?
Time now for Wisdom from Windsor, our resident Instagram star, Windsor the Gaither Pup. For this segment, we lower the microphones down to where Windsor the Great is resting next to Bill. Okay, Windsor, what you got?
Yeah, Windsor just said, I'm writing a book. And I have the page numbers done.
Good start. Oh. Good start.
Sound like my dog.
Okay, let me see. I think he said, a lot of people are afraid of heights, but not me. I'm afraid of wits.
That's it. That's Windsor the Gaither Pup with his own Instagram page and featured segment exclusively here on Homecoming Radio.
You know, here's a homecoming bunch doing a great old classic that I first heard Ben Spear and the Spear family sing. I was there when it happened.
There are some people who say you cannot tell whether we are saved or whether all is well. They say you only can hope and trust that it is so. But I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me,
saved my soul.
The very moment he forgave me, he took away my heavy burden,
yes,
he gave me peace within. Satan can't take me down. Real, and I'm gonna shout,
yes, I'm
it.
Gonna shout
I
it.
Was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Salvation is not real. Though the world may argue that you cannot feel the heavy burden lifted and the vile sin go. But I was there when it happened, y'all, and I guess I ought to know. Sing it. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me,
saved my soul.
The very moment he forgave me, he took away my heavy burden,
yes,
and he gave me peace within.
Sin
can't make me down. Real, and I'm gonna shout
yes,
it.
Gonna shout
I was there
it.
When it happened,
oh,
and I guess
Lord,
I ought to know.
Yes, I know
when Jesus saved me.
Saved my soul.
The very moment he forgave
yes,
me,
and
he took away my heavy
yes,
burden,
he
and he gave
sin.
Me peace.
Salvation is not real. Though the world may argue that we cannot feel, and even though old Satan tries to tell me no, I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me,
saved my soul.
The very moment he forgave me, he took away my heavy burden,
for
he gave me peace within. Satan can't make me doubt it. It's real and I'm gonna shout
it.
Hey, Gordon.
Hey, Bill.
I mean, buddy. Yeah, no, over here.
Okay.
Here's another meaningless fact. Do you realize that there are 61,000 people flying in the air over the U.S. at any given time?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Really?
So look out. Watch overhead.
Yeah. Wow.
61,000. Wow.
And then when you factor in the flocks of geese, that's a
airwaves
that's a crowded
full.
Airway.
Hear a signature sound. A great, great song. These guys are Energy Plus.
Yeah.
Never give up. Never give in. HomecomingRadio.com.
That rock niche and the Bendigo. Keeps it bowed down, they said no.
No, they had to endure the burning flames.
But they was to deliver when the orphan
oh,
came.
Thanks for joining us today on Homecoming Radio. Here's Gloria Gaither with another story behind one of our favorite songs.
One morning while Bill was gone to speak at a choral workshop, I stayed behind in our hotel in Norfolk, Virginia. I was busy writing in our room on the sixth floor when the sound of a marching band drew me to the window. Below in the street, I saw a most colorful homecoming parade passing by. Floats of every color and description proclaimed that education was serving today, building tomorrow. Energetic bands giving enthusiastic endorsements to the statement. Children, parents, high school students, and alumni lined the streets, waving to parade participants who waved back from the floats. Now and again, I caught sight of parents who had spotted their one most important parader. Parents waved excitedly and ran along the curb, camera in hand, trying to keep that special son or daughter in sight. Just across the street, a row of preschoolers in pink romper suits and furry jackets lined the curb. The parade must have seemed like a wonderland of color and sounds to them. I caught the contagion of their excitement as they tapped their little heels to the rhythm and clapped their tiny hands. Confetti drifted in green and yellow clouds on the crisp October breezes. I watched mounds of popcorn and paper cupfuls of cider disappear, completing the total sensory experience. I love a parade. When Bill returned, only silent clues of the parade remained. Scattered bits of confetti, empty paper cups and popcorn boxes, petals from pom-poms, a few tattered crepe paper streamers from the floats, a broken lawn chair or two. "What's all that about down there?" Bill asked. "Why is the street so littered?" "A homecoming parade went by this morning. You should have been here." In contrast to that parade image in my mind is a scene Bill and I saw in a small town in our area. A few years back on Palm Sunday, a terrible tornado ravaged central Indiana. Whole villages were practically wiped out. Trailer parks were smashed and broken. Bill and I drove along the tornado's route. It was so disheartening to see the storekeeper standing outside their destroyed businesses trying to assess the damage. One brand new subdivision of brick homes was almost flattened. But for us, it was even sadder to see what happened to the countryside.
The tour forests were uprooted, giant trees twisted like little twigs. Crops carefully planted and nurtured were flooded and flattened. And those big old two-story Indiana farm homes that had been handed down from generation to generation, destroyed. We passed one such farmhouse, and all that was left was the hearth. One could almost hear the voices of the children that house had sheltered, the families that had gathered after a hard day in the field to sit by the fireplace and share a warm supper. Now on the rubble stood a man and a woman about 70 years old. She wore a print apron and he worn denim overalls. As they looked at what had been a lifetime of hard work, they wept like little children. We passed another farmhouse all swept away except for the framework. Even the furniture and appliances were blown about the yard and broken. Some friends riding with us said this family, with small children, had been killed. Just before we drove away, we noticed something we'd never been able to forget. Slung over the second-story rafter was a young girl's doll, a gruesome reminder of what had happened at that place. As we continued down the highway, I couldn't get that sight out of my mind, that doll, the symbol of the tragedy of it all. Then I began to wonder what it would have been like to walk down a street where Jesus had walked. My, what a different thing that would have been. Maybe you've never met this man Jesus, never heard his name, but as you walk down the cobblestone street, you can tell that something surely has happened here. At the side of the road lies a broken crutch that someone has thrown high in the air and let bound to the pavement, never to be retrieved. You walk on a little farther and you see a pile of dirty, rotten, stinking bandages that some leper has torn away when he looked and found his skin clean and new as a child's. On down the street, there is a mattress on which some friends have brought a paralyzed man to the scene. But it's abandoned because the man walked his way home. You see all these things, but you don't quite understand. You notice a man at the end of the street and you decide to ask him what it all means. You rush up to him, intending to ask, but something about him makes you stop. Here is a grown man holding a delicate rose. The way he's holding it, gently, almost worshipfully, is odd. And when you see his face, the look in his eyes, the tears streaming down his cheeks, it dawns on you that this man is seeing a rose for the first time. Out of respect, you stand for a moment, and then when you dare, you touch him on the arm and ask, "Mister, what happened here? What does all this mean?" He looks up at you with eyes as wide open as he can get them. And he says, "Oh, weren't you here? Haven't you heard? Jesus passed by. Jesus passed by. You see, I was born blind. I had no hope of ever seeing. And this man they call Jesus passed by this very road. And he touched my eyes like he touched so many more. Oh, I wish you could have been here." The man can't stay to talk any longer. Still holding the rose in his hands, he runs down the street calling for his friends. "John, Matthew, come look at me. Jesus passed by." And he calls to his wife. He says, "Mary, Mary, come here and bring me the babies. Oh, Mary, I've held them on my lap and I've touched their little faces with my hands, but I've never quite seen what they look like. Mary, things are going to be different. Jesus passed by. Jesus passed by." We weren't there that day on that road, but Bill and I have been on many a street where Jesus has passed by. And everywhere he walks, he leaves behind a trail of wholeness and completeness and joy that is unmistakably his touch. When it comes right down to it, that's why we are believers. Theology is an interesting school of thought. The Bible is beautiful literature. Sitting in a quiet sanctuary, bathed in amber light from stained glass windows, having our jangled nerves soothed by the chords of an organ, all that is inspiring. But to tell you the truth, when we leave the classroom, close the church door, and walk out into the real world, it is the indisputable proof of changed lives that makes us believers.
Gloria Gaither and the story behind one of the best-loved Gaither songs with our homecoming friend, Linda Randall, right now.
Like the blind man, I wander, so lost and undone. A beggar, so helpless, without God or his son. my Savior in mercy heard and answered my cry. And oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. Since Jesus passed by. Since Jesus passed by. Oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. Well, I can't explain it, and I cannot tell you why. But oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. All my yesterdays are buried in the deepest of the sea. That old load of guilt I carry, it's all gone. Praise God, I'm free. Looking for that bright tomorrow where no tear will dim the eye. And oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by.
Homecoming Radio with Bill Gaither and some of his homecoming friends.
A mighty God, Karen Peck.
He brought down a giant with a boy, a stone and a sling. He swallowed up an army when he parted the Red Sea. He shut the lion's mouth when they threw Daniel in the den. He hasn't changed, he's still the same today as he was then. He's a big God. There's never been nothing that he can't do. A big God. And he cares about what.
God, that's Karen Peck and New River. They always make such great records. Bill, I am shocked.
Shocked.
Shocked is not even the word for
stunned.
It. Yeah. Do you know that over your lifetime, you will eat in excess of 35,000 cookies?
Whoa.
In your lifetime, you'll probably eat more like 50,000. You've made it a lot longer than everybody thought you would.
Buddy, you love the old hymns.
I do, Bill.
And if you want to get a hymn project, that you, this guy does hymns in a very, very special way.
You know, I'd almost forgotten about this one until a few years ago and came across it in a hymn book. And it's one of my very favorites.
For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies, Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. For the wonder
time is it?
Well, it's rumor mill time. That's what time it is. All right, so rumor has it these international loony laws are still on the books.
They have to be addressed. Like in Tennessee, Christians cannot require kids to pick up trash on Easter Sunday.
What?
And listen, in Warsaw, Indiana, you cannot throw an old computer at your neighbor.
Sure.
Listen, I tried it, and they picked me up for it. It may sound silly, but it's the law.
And we have laid to rest the fractured facts right here at the
rumor mill.
Rumor mill.
Here are the Neelands.
I just can't make it by myself. It's the theme of the show right here, friends.
I need you, Lord, like a man in the desert needs a drink just to help him survive. I need you, Lord, like a fire in the winter makes a little cold child come alive. I need you, Lord, when I'm tired of the struggle and it's too tough to walk out alone. Cause I just can't make it by myself, I just can't make it by myself. No, I just can't make it by myself.
You must take a lot just to get
get my attention. I refuse to say I was wrong.
Everything I touched fell apart until it was gone.
I was sitting in the rubble and I came to my senses and a voice, a child, let me help.
I said, please do, cause I just can't make it by myself. I need you, Lord, like a man in the desert needs a drink just to help him survive.
A man's gotta do what a man's gotta do,
but he doesn't have to do it alone.
Well, I did it my way, let me tell you that's a dead end street.
I thought it was tough
till the going got rough, and I thought I lost everything.
I admit it, Lord, all I got is self-esteem.
Best is yet to come edition of Homecoming Radio.
And here's something to think about from Proverbs. The fear of human opinion disables, but trusting in God protects you from that.
Hi, I'm Bill Gaither. You know, for decades now, Gloria and I have had the joy of talking with some of our close friends and lifelong influences on camera and on stages worldwide. We now have a place where you can go and watch these interviews and special stage moments all in one place. We invite you to visit the new Gaither Extra YouTube channel to enjoy timeless moments with some of your favorite artists. We are adding new content to Gaither Extra Weekly. Visit and be sure to click on the subscribe button in the right corner of the page to join our community and receive a notification each time that we release a new video. Relive these stories or discover them for the first time. Gaither Extra, heartwarming stories, everyday encouragement. This is going to be extra good.
Come and enjoy interviews, encouragement through spoken word, laughter, and fun. Enjoy a variety of content collected through the years from your friends at Gaither Music. Search YouTube for Gaither Extra.
A country where no twilight shadows deepen. Unending day where night will never be. A city where no storm clouds ever gather. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throng around the glassy sea? We'll join our loved ones and crown Christ. What heaven means to me.
And when at last I see the face of Jesus, before whose image other loves all flee.
And when
crown him Lord of all, I'll be there. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me.
Susan Peck Jackson
of New River,
and you're listening to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Here's Gordon Moat on the piano, and I said, we need to do this like Hovey would do it 40 years later. Gordon said, listen.
Brother, let me tell you how I feel, tell you about a feeling that is real. Brother, let me tell you how the glory rolls, tell you how it bubbles in my happy soul. Happiness is free, it's never bought a soul. Let me tell you how I feel, let me tell you. Ain't never had a rhythm, but I had a rolling out. Really moving when I sing this song. Oh, I started feeling moving on, never stopping. My heart keeps rolling and rocking and rocking and rolling. It's a happy rhythm in my soul. There is music ringing deep within my soul. I can feel it bubble, I can feel it roll. Then I get the feeling that I wanna shout. Makes me feel so good, I got to move about. Brother, there can never be a single doubt. I can feel it, I can feel happy rhythm. Hey, that really keeps rocking and rolling. I feel it moving when I sing this song. But I gotta feel it moving on and never stopping. My heart keeps rolling and rocking and rocking and rolling. It's a happy rhythm in my soul, in my soul. Soul. I can feel it bubble, I can feel it roll. Then I get the feeling that I wanna shout. Makes me feel so good, I got to move about. Brother, there can never be a single doubt. I can feel it, I can feel happy rhythm. Feel it moving when I sing the song. But I gotta feel it moving, I'm never stopping. In my heart keep rolling and rocking, rolling and rocking and rocking and rolling. It's a happy rhythm in my soul, in my soul.
The Gaither Vocal Band and our buddy Gordon Moat on piano.
This one says, enjoy listening every day on the satellite. You are one loony bunch. But I love it, and you. The music's the best. God bless. That's from Ken.
I call you the super team. I listen all the time, and you make my days a lot better, a lot brighter. Love to you all from Horatio.
We love the notes. Keep them coming. HomecomingRadio.com. You know, Jim Simula is a pastor of Brooklyn Tabernacle, For a long time, he's loved the Southern Gospel Singers. The first Southern Gospel singer I think he ever had to come in to sing with his choir was Michael English. Here they are, Midnight Cry.
I hear the sound
of a mighty rushing wind. And it's close than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet.
Hooray! dancing at the midnight cry.
Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir with Michael Inglis.
Well, our goal today was to remind you, our praise is God's home office for the rescue operations of the world. And I think that we did that.
We've put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
And you've got to go download our smartphone yes. Homecoming Radio app. And you'll love the fun on our Facebook page. Check it out. You can leave a note, homecomingradio.com.
That's right, Tori. And we're going to give a big thank you salute to some of our 34 homecoming stations in the state of Mississippi, like WAQB, WMER, WRPM, and WZZX. Yeah. Thanks to all you Mississippi stations, a big salute.
And as old Jake Hess would say, Bill, things will either get better or get worse. Or stay about the same. There's not much we can do about it. We'll see you next time. Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.